This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
A baby, the night away. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's how we do it on Fridays. First, the Green Day, per usual. And then some Van Halen because, you know, it just feels right. It just feels right. Good morning. It's Sarah and Vinny. It is Friday. Oh, I need to turn that up. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll play it because it's on the same thing that I have down low. Mm-hmm. It's a whole mixing thing. We're using the same faders, and when I've got this one turned down low, he's got the other one. There we go.
Tell us more about the mixers.
I know. I know. It's fascinating.
Vinny, you didn't have to say that. I can tell.
Well, I
wanted to read your mind
play
a
the
little
damn
bit.
Thing, and I'm like all discombobulated. I'm like, why did that? Oh, I see, because we're sharing the same. I got my music on that fader, and he's putting his sound effects on that one. It's a
Vinny,
you know what?
Tell you about the plugins that I don't have over here today.
Oh my God.
I've messed something up on my computer.
You can't record something over there.
Hey, listen to this.
All right, I'm ready. Tell me everything.
Actually, this is for Maddie to tell us everything. 408 says, loving the new podcast titles and organization. Amy, San Jose.
Well, when you spend a little time and put a show description in and some stuff, yeah.
Good job, buddy.
I do come from the world of podcasting. I know a little bit about it. Mm. So thank you for noticing, though. That actually warms my heart.
Aw.
Way to go, Amy. San Jose.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah. This is an opportunity for us to say, this whole show is a podcast every day.
And people rely on it. Trust me.
Yes, we do hear about it when it's not available. There was like some kind of a change in how the whole thing worked. I guess that was on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it was, boy.
That was like a corporate thing, though.
Yes.
That
oh, no. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
It wasn't anything on our side, but.
No. But you know. it was a whole new thing to learn. I love learning new things.
That
it's
said,
so great.
We did also have a thing on our end go down a few months ago that has just been chaotic. So we're crawling our way out of a hole as we speak.
That is so true. But here we are on a fine Friday. It's going to be a nice day.
Thanks to all the people who were like, just throw a match on that thing. It's over. What? Thanks a lot.
Thanks for nothing.
Jeez. Good grief.
You're not inspiring us to confidence. But, you know, thanks for weighing in, I guess.
Did you watch your Survivor?
Yeah, I watched my Survivor.
Did you see the stare down I tipped you off to?
I did see the stare down. Now, I realized we were already in the tribal council when I went, oh, no stare down half. I fully expected it to be a Rome and Soul situation.
I know you did.
And so I'd kind of forgotten about it when it didn't happen. And I go to John, I'm like, oh, there's going to be some kind of stare down. He goes, oh, what? I go, yeah, if anyone would tell me who, but it's not
who
I thought it was.
I wouldn't tell you
who. No, you didn't. It was good. Right.
If you'd asked, I'd love to spew it all.
No. No, you were very, you held yourself back. Like, that was just such good behavior.
It was a good
a good boy.
It was a good tease, though, because I'll watch Survivor and, you know, do some prep or do some other stuff so I'm not paying 100% attention to everything. Yesterday I paid because I was like, I can't miss this this thing. And then I thought I did. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then it was at the end.
No, it was at the end, but
talking about eyes. I mean, that's a person with some eyes.
Yeah.
Like there are people with, you know, we all have some eyes. Some of them work. Some of them don't work. Some are little squinty eyes. Little people, rat eyes, you know, all different kind of rat eyes. This lady's eyes are like, they make the rest of her face look really small.
Yeah.
You remember when Johnny Depp played the Mad Hatter in Alice in Winterland?
I actually have not watched that movie, but I do know of the movie, yes.
So in that movie, they literally CG'd his eyes 25% bigger so that he would look...
Through the whole movie?
Through the whole movie.
Oh.
Yeah, your brother probably did it.
Someone like my brother would have done
someone
that.
Someone went through and did it. Mm-hmm. You know, or maybe more if he had a green screen paint. Who the hell knows? But they, his eyes are like abnormally large in it. Like not so large that you're like, he's a cartoon, but large enough that you're like, wow. Large eyes. So this lady is like, if you took Johnny Depp's 25% larger eyes and made them 25% larger. Like her eyes are so big.
They're big. They're pretty googly.
John was like, she looks like she has ping pong balls for eyes. Which is so, it's the wrong thing to say. But I was just like, her eyes are going to pop out of her head.
It's the thing about the stare down, and maybe I oversold it, but it's one of those things where if you're a dude and there's a stare down, you're sort of like, are we going?
Yeah.
Is this happening here?
It's like a puffed up, chest. And
what is this? Where's this headed?
Right.
And this lady's staring at them like, I'm waiting. I'm going, what does she think's going to happen?
Does she think they're going to walk it back?
She's the girl that when you break up with wants to know why.
Oh, she's standing on your front porch with a four-page letter written on both sides that you're going to rip up and throw in her face and slam the door.
Exactly.
I had a couple of those.
Yeah. She wanted to know why. Why did you do it? Why? And they're all like, it's a game, lady. Yeah. Sorry.
And then she just is crying as she's walking out of there.
That's the part that kind of, it's interesting because she's staring. And again, I'm sitting there going, what's going to happen here?
Yeah. Is she going to like fly at them?
And I felt like she held that for, I don't know, 10 seconds.
Oh my God, easily. I mean, what happened. This girl was ejected from she was cut from the tribe and she really, and it was a blindside. She did not expect it. She fully expected it to be someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And she is flabbergasted. She can't believe it. And she's all, you know, accusatory, like, did you birth this? Where did this come from? And she's pointing at each one and they're all like, yes, we all voted for you. Except for the one person.
There's only four of us here, so.
And you got three votes.
Yeah.
So.
Who voted for me?
Yeah, all of us did, right. Except, and the first person she asked is like, nope, and I had no idea what happened. That lady was also befuddled.
Yeah.
But this girl, I mean, it was a great scene though. Because I always appreciate it when people are good sports. I really do. Because it's an uncomfortable moment. You've just been cut from the tribe. The tribe has spoken. And you get up and shucks, you guys. You know, you got me. Damn it. I wanted to stay and play more. Well, good luck to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope someone from our team wins. Yay. You know, I like that. You know, like a little bit of sportsmanship. Sure, you're disappointed, but you're not staring daggers into people's. Like she was imagining murdering each of them and rolling their bloody body parts in sand. Like, oh, I'll just make it even worse.
Wow. Is that what you...
Well, yeah, they're bloody and sticky, so you start rolling them in the sand, and then they're just like, you know, they're hovering above going, oh, man, she's like totally...
Huh, that...
Not enough just to kill me, huh? You gotta cut my heart out and roll it in the sand.
That
Jeez,
occurs
Louise.
To you, huh?
Well, listen, I had a long time to think about it. She was staring at them for a while. I'm like, what does she think's gonna happen?
Yeah, there were multiple stares.
Yeah, every single one of them. I'm like, well, there's a glimpse into being in a relationship with that chick.
Mm.
Like, you better not mess up because she is going to stare you down. Like, I swear, you know how sometimes people do feel like they're on the verge of violence and you can feel it thrumming in them and they're just so angry. They're like, I get it. She was like confused and like, how did this happen? She was really surprised by it. But I actually started to feel like, is she gonna go in there and just start, you know, thrashing around?
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't, if it was a dude, I might have thought that's where this might be going, or at least the people, if someone was staring at me like that, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna tense up a little bit and get ready here for action if I have to. But in reality, she walked away and then started crying and I went, oh.
She's really sad.
She's just shocked and hurt.
Well, the word that she used over and over was devastated.
Mm.
Just devastated. Like, well, you know what? You might be. You get cut like that. You know, I think that watching that happen, I always watch how the people who have just gotten ejected from the... What is the word that they use when they kick them out of the tribe? I can't find it. They've been voted out, whatever. They've been ejected. They've been cut. They walk up to Jeff who's going to, Jeff Probst is the host of the show, and he's going to put your fire out. So you put your torch in a little thing, and he takes this little torch snuffer. It's got like a skull on it, and he snuffs it out, and he's this, the tribe has spoken. Time for you to go. And I always watch people because to me, that I would be trying to burn every detail of my torch snuffing into my memory. Like, this is, I'm on Survivor, this show I've loved for years. I love Jeff. I want to look right at him. I want to watch the flames go out so I can always recall those, you know, as I'm thinking about my experience on Survivor. And she is just, she can't miss, she's not making eye contact. She's not watching him snuff her torch. She's looking off. She's just seething. And I thought, ah, she's going to be so bummed. She's got no memory of that moment.
No. I do think, you know, I told you the other day I was reading about Richard Hatch, the first winner, and he was saying that, you know, it is a game and there are so many people who get caught up in this thing. And, you know, it's, but I would defend that by saying, you know, for the average person, and I don't mean that we're not the average person, but in radio, you try out for jobs and you send tapes and you're on, in the running for
experience,
a gig.
Rejection on a level.
You think you're moving to Nashville and now you might be moving to insert any town in America.
Omaha.
Whatever. Oh boy, there, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, plenty of people work there.
Does Omaha pay?
I don't know. Let's ask Jane. Didn't she work in Omaha for a really long time?
I don't know.
Oh.
She did?
Yeah.
I thought it was Reno.
You know what? I might. You know who I think worked in Omaha? Do you remember Chris Kosach? She sat in with us a few times.
I do remember Chris.
I think Chris worked in Omaha.
Okay.
I think that's where I have
Jane,
that.
Jane's probably like, what?
What are you talking about, Omaha?
Anyway, what I'm saying is, so if you get cast in Survivor, it starts then, the buildup. Like, oh my God, I think I made this thing. I think I've made it.
Right.
Then you've got weeks before you leave and you're prepping.
Yeah.
And then you're, you know, whatever they're giving you.
I think you're
like
practicing holding your breath and doing all
lighting
the swimming
fires,
you can, lighting fires. Yeah.
Then you're getting, you know, this is what you need to bring with you. Now you're packing.
Yeah.
Now you're weeks of this buildup and travel. Okay. Now you're going to meet us on the tarmac at the whatever airport we're getting you to Fiji, and then you're in Fiji,
and
then you're in holding,
TV, the whole thing.
And finally, we're finally on. The cameras are on. There's Jeff. The show is on. And suddenly, the food stops coming in, and this bleep gets real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for a lot of people, suddenly, that all the gameplay has fallen out. Now I'm not sleeping and not eating. And we're a tribal, and it's real.
Yeah.
And I think it does. I think you can easily.
God, the way you just described that, it just makes, I wish I could easily get carried away with it
and forget it's a game until you get back to the, you know, when it's over and you can go, wow, that was the most intense experience of my little life.
I can nail it too, that like, we're used to rejection. Like somebody asked me the other day about radio and they're like, well, how's it going so far? I'm like, so far everybody's been really nice. The fans have been great. Mm. But there will be a day where I do or say something and all of a sudden
they turn on you.
They turn on you.
Yeah.
But I'm used to it. You're used to it. We've been doing this a long time. But most people have never had the kind of rejection that they're going to get on Survivor.
Oh, my God. Right. These are strangers and they're like, not you, out. You know, that's rough for people.
We don't like you.
Yeah.
Well, when you see that person where you go, you thought this was a good idea for you.
Mm.
Wow.
Yep.
No one in your life said you. No. No, no, no. You shouldn't do this.
No, they went, yeah, go get that $1 million. You're amazing.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're going to be famous, kid.
Yeah, you're probably going to be like the most famous person that's ever been on Survivor.
Anyway, I'm glad you watched it. I thought that was a fun episode. Yeah.
Survivor is such a fun show. Here's the thing, though, you guys.
Uh-oh.
I am into the traitors. I'm not at a point where I would yet say that I would trade the traitors. Traitors is the name of the show. The traitors. Like T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. I would definitely trade Big Brother for it. And it's right up there with Survivor. It's harsh. It's funny. It's beautiful. Because they're in a castle in Scotland. It's the layers of intrigue are real. I really, really love the show. I think it's incredibly clever. And I can't wait to see our girl, Danielle Reyes, on that show in January.
You know what? Danielle, why aren't you calling us?
Maybe she can't.
Or maybe she could say, I can't.
Yeah, that would be great. If someone in Danielle's life could say, she wants you to know that she can't call you because she's in Scotland right now filming it.
She teased me with this and was like, you two are going to love this show. I'm going to be on next. And so all of this comes out of her tipping me off to it. I haven't even had time to watch yet. But hearing that you love it and love it more than Big Brother...
Yeah, Big Brother can take a hike. Like, I'm actually now, because that show just ended last weekend, so I'm done with it anyway. But honestly, we and John would sit down, we'd be watching the current Big Brother episode, and I'd in my head be going, how long will this take? I really want to get an episode of The Traitors in.
Oh.
Like, The Traitors is so good. It's on, I think we're watching it on Peacock, so it's got to be, is it an NBC show? Like, it airs regularly if you don't have the Peacock app? Anyway, it's great, and the first season ends so controversially that, I mean, it's actually, as a viewer, it's not controversial. That person did what they had to do. These other people are bad at math. They only had gotten two. I'm not going to say anything. I don't want
to
blow anything.
To do math.
No. I'm just telling you, it was, yes, your hand is up, Maddie.
I was going to start this weekend. So I should start on season one. Just
absolutely. Start with, because they don't know how to play it yet.
Okay.
There's only two seasons. The third season is the one that Danielle, who's our local, she was on Big Brother. She was great on that. She's done a lot of reality shows at this point, and she's doing this one. And I do think, though, having watched this season, and I'm somewhere in the middle of season two of The Traitors, there are people that are targeted because they were good at the other games that they played. It's because you have nothing to go on. You're basically, at first at least, you're guessing who these traitors are and trying to get them out. It's great. A lot of layers to it. It's a really fun game. All right. You know what else is really fun? It's a Friday, and we're going to have one of those right now.
Let's do it.
Alice, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, right back after this.
What is happening? What is it?
I'm going to turn it off. Hold on a second. Something just happened. I'm not sure. I think I like double hit the thing. Hold on. I got to go back to...
You're not in manual. You're in automatic.
No, I am now because I started it up. Oh my God.
I'm just teasing you. Would you just hit the song? We'll
you're
be
hurting
fine.
Me. All right,
everyone's going to be okay.
Let me hear. Here we go. I think I can do it now.
There we go.
Phew!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.